Hi, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Patchwork Heart Radio. I'm Bill Snyder, and on this episode, we are doing the first of a series of interviews for the Mission Mercy Conference. It is the 2016 Leaders and Ministries Conference for the National Service Committee for the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. And we're doing this series with speakers for the conference. Today's guest on the program is Deacon Larry Oney.
He is a permanent deacon for the Archdiocese of New Orleans, and he's also an international speaker and preacher. Deacon Oney is the founder and president of Hope and Purpose Ministries, whose mission is to participate in the new evangelization through preaching, teaching, and the use of excellent media initiatives. Deacon Oney is working to further his global ministry to proclaim the kingdom of God, encourage others that God has a plan and purpose for their lives, and to help heal the brokenhearted. To learn more about his ministry, please visit hopeandpurpose.org. But we are so blessed to have him on Patchwork Heart Radio right now. Deacon Oney, thank you for joining me.
You're very welcome, Bill. Good morning to you.
So, Deacon Oney, you will be giving your witness at the general session of the conference on Saturday evening. Would you share with us what we can expect?
I'm happy to do that. So I'll be talking about my story, which is chronicled in my first book, Amazing Grace, Overcoming Race. Bill, as you know, I guess everybody in the country knows that we've been having a lot of discussions about race. I'm going to be telling my story from my perspective from 25 years ago, the struggles that I had in North Louisiana, dealing with the reality of being a sharecropper's son, picking cotton for 2 cents a pound, growing up disappointed and with some resentment and maybe even hatred in my heart for majority people. And I'm going to go through 7 points of God's amazing grace that kind of demonstrate how God was acting even in my own pain and hatred and disappointment, how the fingers of God was moving me along toward the church and toward the Eucharist. And I'll share, too, at the end of my brief testimony, how when I was a young man, I was all about justice for myself and for our people as an African American. But God showed me that his mercy is greater than justice. Nothing trumps God's grace and his mercy. I'll be sharing about that as part of my history and part of my witness at the conference.
Wow, that is so pertinent for today's culture and society. As you mentioned, we're seeing so many different issues and problems in today's culture. So, boy, I think we all got to tune into that. And can I just ask you, in the wake of all of this happening in today's culture, do you think that Jesus Christ and his church is the answer to help overcome these issues and these problems in today's society?
Well, I think he's the only answer. We've seen, we've tried a political answer. You can't legislate the love of God. I mean, the grace and the love of God is a free gift. But I think the church has a place to play in trying to address these issues. You know, the Catholic Church is the only faith that has a body of teaching on social issues and social justice, etc. We have that, I think, but I don't think we articulate it very well. I think we can bring to bear some of that teaching to the situation that we have with race relations in the country today. So, yes, absolutely, the Church of Jesus Christ has something to say and is really the only answer. That's why I'm excited to be able to witness to God's amazing grace. God can heal a nation. You know what it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. It says that if my people will call on my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from our iniquity, from our sin, he will hear us from heaven. He'll pardon our sin, and he will heal the land. That's what God says that he will do. But we need to call the nation to prayer continuously, and all of us, no matter what faith, particularly those of us in the Catholic Church, call the people of our country to prayer, to pray to solve this problem, really, which is a problem of people's hearts. So
yeah.
I believe, yes, answer your question.
Awesome. And tell us, you're also doing a couple of workshops at the conference as well. The first one is entitled Hope and the Jubilee, and it'll be 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. What will you be teaching about hope and the jubilee, which I assume is the jubilee year of the charismatic renewal next year.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, hope is the world look at hope is kind of like, well, I hope it doesn't rain. I hope the stock market doesn't go down too far. But for us Christian, us Catholic Christians, our hope is in the person of Jesus Christ. That distinguishes our hope from worldly hope. But talking about the jubilee, I think we should take advantage of this jubilee that we're getting ourselves ready to celebrate. Because in the jubilee, just very quickly, which I know you know this, Bill, but the jubilee, during the jubilee year, which God asked our Jewish brothers to make holy unto the Lord and to proclaim liberty to all the inhabitants in the land. That is, the slaves in the land would have to be free that year. I think it's a call for all of us to embrace this freedom that God wants for us, free from all the things that we wrestle with in our society, from drug addiction, from racism, from everything that we battle with, from fear, from doubt, from unbelief. It's a year of freedom. And also, it's a year of restoration, that everybody should go back. Everything should be returned to its original owner. So if you've gotten something that's not yours, you have to give it back. But also, I think this jubilee year speaks to reconciliation. During a jubilee year, a family member should return to his own family. So it speaks about reconciling. And even within the body of Christ, we need to reconcile and to get ready for this jubilee. And also rest from labor. You know, when I grew up in North Louisiana on that plantation, that farm, the old women would be singing and be talking about, but they'd ask the Holy Spirit to come to rest in them so that they could rest. I didn't understand it as a young boy, but I understand it now. It's a powerful thing. And finally, the jubilee talks about a commanded blessing that God says, during the jubilee year, I'm going to bless you in your coming and bless you in your going. It's a commanded blessing. God is going to give a word of command to bless those who are open to receive it in the jubilee year. So we have hope, and you know the scripture says hope is the substance of things, hope or faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things not seen. It's a powerful ingredient for those of us who are trying to follow the Lord. So the jubilee year can be very exciting if we open ourselves up to it. I'll be talking about that in the workshop, how hope and this jubilee that's before us will work together to open our hearts up and give us a new beginning in the Lord.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, we certainly look forward to the jubilee year of the charismatic renewal. What a wonderful Amen. Thing. And lastly, your last workshop is Growing in the Spirit, and it will be at 3:15 on Saturday. Tell us about this workshop and the variety of ways to grow in the Spirit, and what participants will be learning about from you in the workshop.
Well, first of all, I'm going to give seven specific ways that they can grow in the Spirit. But, Bill, as we talk about growing in the Spirit, we're really talking about growing in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we can actually go, and I don't know if most people believe that you can actually grow in the anointing. That is something that God sovereignly gives, and it is, but we can actually grow in that which we've received from the Lord. So, first, the understanding that growing in the Holy Spirit is the same as growing in the anointing. It's something that I'd like to drill down, because we receive that anointing at baptism and we're anointed again at confirmation. So one baptism, but many fillings. So that means there's an opportunity to grow further in what we receive. And recognizing too that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is a special endowment of the Holy Spirit. It's not something that we can generate on our own. God gives it, but we certainly can open ourselves up for it to grow. So quickly, seven ways to grow in the Holy Spirit. One, pray in the Spirit every day, and we'll be talking about that. And continually welcome the Holy Spirit into our hearts and our minds. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He won't go anywhere where he's not welcomed. So to practice welcoming the Holy Spirit, invite him into every situation in our lives. And to protect the priestly, prophetic, and kingly anointing that God has given, to protect that anointing, protect the presence of the Holy Spirit in us by prayer and fasting and holiness. And also ask for an increase in our level of expectation. Because I think one of the things we suffer for, and we certainly don't want to be caught like this as we prepare our hearts to celebrate the Great Jubilee, we want to increase our level of expectation so that God has room and we're showing him that we expect in faith for him to be present with us, and also to commit ourselves to praise during the Jubilee. That's a very, very important component, because praise scatters the enemies of God. It opens us up to the realm of God's glory. And also to practice not grieving the Holy Spirit. That is, keep ourselves sanctified so we don't grieve and disappoint the Holy Spirit. And finally, that we are open ourselves for a fresh move of the Holy Spirit in our lives, a fresh impartation of the Holy Spirit. That because with God, everything is always new and fresh. So those seven things I'll be talking about in detail and sharing and getting the participants in the workshop to share, too, about what they see as an important ways that they can open themselves up to growing more in the Holy Spirit as we prepare our hearts for this great Jubilee.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that is so incredible about this conference is that you have the ability to talk to the leaders and the ministers in the charismatic renewal in their parishes and their ministries across the United States. So this goes so much farther. You know, it goes so much farther because they're taking it back to their ministries. They're taking it back to their parishes, their homes, their prayer groups. They're taking it back, and they are equipping the faithful of the country to continue. And so thank you for sharing with people of all ages and ministries these important tools, because boy oh boy do we need them more than ever. So thank you so much for all you do.
You're welcome, Bill. Thank you for taking the time.
Yeah, and I want to ask you one wrap-up question. Typically the people listening to this may not always be in the greatest state of life, you know, people who might be struggling in faith. What is a tip that you can give them to find the Holy Spirit, to find grace, to find God in their struggle?
Well, I have a saying, and it's not an original for me, that everybody's either in trouble, coming out of trouble, or headed toward new trouble. If you think about it, yeah, no matter where you are on that continuum, God can work. I think this is a very simple prayer that just to say, come Holy Spirit. I mean, we can ask the Holy Spirit to come in any situation, whether you're in trouble, you're coming out of trouble, or you're headed toward new trouble. Of course, if we're in trouble, we certainly want to say, Holy Spirit, give me divine wisdom. And if you're coming out of trouble, you want the Holy Spirit in us to praise God the Son who's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And if you're headed toward new trouble, we certainly want God to prepare us and to strengthen us, because sometimes God won't bring us through the mountain, but he will bring us over the mountain or around the mountain. So for those who might be struggling, because everybody's going through something, somebody might be facing a mountain of despair right now. God, the Holy Spirit, has the ability to take a mountain of despair and turn into a stone of hope. And that stone is Jesus the Christ. Because the Holy Spirit always points us to Christ. So if you're struggling with something, no matter what the situation is, I would say, pray, come Holy Spirit. And is giving God, the Holy Spirit, permission to act and to move and to inspire your mind.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Would you close with a blessing for our listeners, Deacon?
I'm happy to. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lord, would you bless all of us this morning? Fill our hearts with love and peace and the joy of the Holy Spirit. We ask these things, Father, through Christ our Lord. And so we ask, Father, that you would bless all of us in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon. This has been an episode of Patchwork Heart Radio. For more information, you can email us at info@patchworkheart.org. Again, info@patchworkheart.org. For more information about Deacon Larry and his ministry, visit his website, hopeandpurpose.org, or you can also find him on Facebook at Hope and Purpose Min,
and he has a presence on both Twitter and Instagram as well. Beyond that, we would like you to register, if you haven't already done so, for Mission Mercy, the 2016 Leaders and Ministries Conference for the National Service Committee of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Conference. It will be held November 4th through the 6th this year in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information about that, go and visit the National Service Committee's website, which is nsc-cariscenter.org. Again, nsc-cariscenter.org. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry and Patchwork Heart Radio, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.